This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, in episode number 4,448. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car.
Montgomery!
And you, Hardman's Room. Okay. Well, Ted, today, your guess is as good as mine. Categories, the top 10 best car companies and winter destinations. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Dang it, John.
All right, here we go. Florida teen is pulled over after driving 154 miles per hour on wet roads. Meanwhile, a woman argues with her boyfriend at a Taco Bell, and then seriously, she explodes. U.S. postal worker is tried to run over a 10-year-old boy. An escaped monkey finds a music store it wanted to destroy. And a woman wanted for arson tries to burn down a Walmart. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
Happy New Year and all that stuff. All right, listen, my kids, they do not mind telling me that I'm old. And I get it. Look, they're young. And that said, there are things that actually make me feel old. They don't. But there's inexplicable aches and pains. My gray beard. In fact, when the kids look at an older picture, they're like, dude, your beard was black. I'm like, yes. And now it is gray. So, yeah, you get the aches and pains. You get the gray beard. But the one that gets me now, the occasional gray pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? I do, man. I don't know why pubes go last, but, like, the beard turned gray. And then I look at my chest. There's, like, maybe seven of them, but you can find them. And then last week, I'm in the shower, and I'm like, is that the gray pubic hair? And it was. And I plucked it like it matters. I'm sure. Well, for some reason, I'm like, you got to go. You can't be here, man. You can do it to the beard. You can do it to the chest. You can do it in the nostrils. Get away from my pubes. Yeah, so look, man. These things happen, but I'm not even talking about that kind of stuff to make you feel old. I'm talking about things like the end of MTV. MTV officially signed off forever on December 31st, but the reason it makes me feel old is because I also remember when MTV debuted 44 years ago. And the point is, I'm not saying I was alive when MTV started. I'm saying I'm old enough. I remember when MTV started. And now it is gone. More about that later. But in the meantime, it is a new year. So everywhere you look, we're reminded of upcoming anniversaries. For example, the Xbox 360, that turns 20 years old this year. Kobe Bryant joined the Lakers 30 years ago. Think about that. His first game with the Lakers was 30 freaking years ago. Yes, he played forever, so it doesn't seem like that long. Mm-hmm. And then here's one for you. How old do you think the word meme is? Everyone throws it around. We know what a meme is.
10 years?
Oh, it's much older than that, my friend. The word meme, along with a list of other words we have, 50 years old.
Wow.
50 freaking years old. Yeah, so all that kind of stuff, it begins to make you feel a little bit old. And the truth is, the older you get, there's just certain things you can't do anymore. Like, I don't know, hang out at a club and not be the creepy guy. But it gets worse than that. But that's what we want to talk about today, right? Everyone's getting older, and if you're smart, you'll continue to do so, right? Maybe don't hold your beer. Maybe don't prove that thing you can do. And that's all we want to talk about today. It is the new year, so today we want to know our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. What makes you feel old, and what can't you do anymore that you used to?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com, and I'll watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW.
Hello, Charles. Away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,448. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. It is a brand new year. 21 years on the air.
Yes, indeed.
At KISW in Seattle.
We can now drink.
That is crazy.
We can finally drink our own beer. Man, oh man, I've been waiting for this day.
What a deal. What a deal.
Finally try that.
The show is drinking age.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Christ, older than my children.
Well, you just think somebody who was born the first year we were on the air, this year they'll be able to drink.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, that makes me feel old.
I mean, that's right that's there. That's what we're talking about today, folks.
Good God.
We're talking about getting old. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, our categories, the top 10 best car companies and winter destinations.
All right.
So those are the cities that people want to travel to get a little sunshine.
Nome, Alaska.
And not on the list.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Is there any cold weather cities on there because of like skiing and stuff? Or is it all warm?
No, it's all warm.
Oh, okay.
The best.
Skiers are the only people
who care about that.
That are going to go somewhere cold. Right. Like, otherwise, like if you're not a skier and they're like, hey, man, we're going, Christ, you know, I was going to go to Crystal. No.
I was married to a skier.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's miserable. Oh, yeah. I mean, not being married to her. I'm just talking about what her interests were.
Right. In the wintertime, I don't. Look, it's already cold, right? And I get it. It's wintertime. But in Seattle, luxury doesn't snow much. The last thing I want to do is leave this non-snowy area and then go somewhere.
But you can drive
that there is snow.
Like, you can drive
I don't want to do that.
I mean, traditionally, when I used to snowboard, this is the time of year when I'd actually start going.
My son is going Friday. He's super excited.
Because football's basically kind of almost there's playoffs, but there's no like regular season games.
Oh, he's going on Friday.
Yeah, we can go any Sunday you want now.
My wife took him and a couple of friends last Tuesday, I think it was.
All right.
Hey, can we go skiing? And he's like, do you want to go? I said, no, I don't know what you don't get about this.
No.
Let's say, because to ski, there must be snow. Your dad does not like snow. He's like, well, we're not like in the snow, man. We're having fun with it. So then have fun with it. I'm not going.
You can also get up there and it starts raining. True. I've been in that situation before where things turn to ice. The wind's blowing.
He said it got really icy by the end. And that's when he got home, he sounded like an old man, right? He was just, I'm like, what happened, man? He said they got there early. It was snow. When more people got up there, like anything, everyone just keeps wearing it down. He goes, by the end, it was just solid ice. He was snowboarding, not skiing this time, and his edge clipped, and he just face planted.
Oh yeah,
into the ice, as he said.
My thing was, I had been there.
As you get to the as it gets warmer in the spring, you might get like slushy stuff.
Yeah,
but when it's ice, it just sucks.
And, he pointed that out.
See, I had LASIK in the late 90s.
All right,
but my eyes continued to deteriorate over time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, my vision is not great, but because of that LASIK, I cannot wear contacts. If I were to accidentally fall asleep in them, because they cut the front of my eye, I just have a flap in front of my eye. So it can move around.
Old flappy eyes.
Yeah.
So flappy eyes Montgomery.
If you leave the contacts in, they dry out. You know, you go pull it, you're just going to pull the front of your eye off.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. So, okay. So I wear glasses.
Yeah.
So you need these big-ass goggles that surround your glasses. Now, maybe the goggles don't fog, but the glasses do.
They still do,
So you're in there, man, and you're like, you're trapped. You feel like a goldfish. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking around like, help me.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord, get me out of here. But you can't see. So for me, it's even more miserable.
I just don't like being cold. That's all.
I just
I don't ski well enough to stay upright the whole time. She's not going to fall in the snow. And I know, I'm just bitching. First world problem. But guess what? Mm-hmm. That's my first world problem. I don't like snow. I really don't.
Yeah.
I never have.
Right. I mean, if you don't like snow, it's not fun.
Well, there's a guy that lives in my neighborhood, right?
All right.
And I put my skis out for trash one time because I was like, I'm never doing this again because I don't want to get hurt too. And I put the poles out. And he was sitting on the sidewalk one day, and I see my poles. And I'm like, all right, he got my poles. You know what I mean? He's probably walking.
He can move to Edmonds now.
Yes, exactly. He can walk up all those hills. So the top 10 best winter vacation destinations and, excuse me.
Yeah.
The 10 car brands that are the tops and the ones that are at the bottom. You can go for those too. If you've ever had a beater or a car that didn't run real well, you know those brands. So that's coming up with your guess is as good as mine. And as we said, as we embark on season number 21 here in the men's room, I'm going to talk about getting older and some of the things that, you know, maybe seemed normal at the time when you were doing them and they're completely gone now as far as your life goes.
Yeah.
I flew out of town over the break, and I just didn't have a book with me. I forgot to bring the damn thing, so I go to the bookstore, and I get a couple of magazines. I cannot tell you how much enjoyment I had reading a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of being on my phone, I bought a couple of magazines. It's like one was a Golf Digest.
Sure, of course.
But I also bought a travel magazine. And I'm just sitting there like, this is great. You know, even the commercial, the advertisements, I didn't care. I was reading.
I'm a magazine guy. See, even the advertisements, I will read the advertisements.
But there was always a time in my life, not a good time as far as my hemorrhoids, but that I always had a magazine.
Always.
On the back of my toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had subscriptions to magazines that I used to get. I mean, hell, I have thought about, being an old man now, I've thought about getting a Sunday paper delivered. New York Times.
I've debated it. I have debated that. Because, look, the news you've already read.
Seattle Times.
Sunday. That's the irony
of it. Just the Sunday paper.
That's about the crossword puzzle.
I can
The news you already know.
The food critic stuff.
Right.
The stuff that I can read online. I don't know, for some reason, though. You know, like, I'll flip through the, oh, look, Fred Meyer's got a sale on steaks. You know, that's my mentality. You know?
But if I'm with the newspaper, I will finish an article online.
Yeah.
You scroll through, and look, you could do the same thing. I could just scan through an article, but I don't. Like, if it's tactile and I'm holding it in my hand, I'll read it beginning to end. And even though it's the exact same article on their website, written by the same person on the same date, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to skim this bitch. Mm-hmm. Right? And now, you know, like some of the way, I want to say like Yahoo does it. They'll have a headline and I'm interested in reading the story. But then they tell you about how long it takes to read it.
Yeah.
And I realize I'm a 2 minutes or less. Because for some reason, on the computer, I'm in a hurry.
Correct.
If I have the paper, I'll take all freaking day. Even though it's the exact same information.
Yeah. I think too... Right, like, if you're holding a paper and reading it, people kind of leave you alone.
That is true.
You might be reading something on your phone, but like...
Oh, people will talk to you.
People in your house, they're going to talk to you.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Even at the bar. You could be a lot of guys,
if you have your laptop out, I'm not going to talk to you. Because I'm assuming you're working.
I still might, you know? But you're working at a bar. So to me, it ain't that important, right? It's a bar. You still got a beer in front of you, a couple shots. And I know there's a couple guys that work at our local watering hole. I don't care. I'll still talk to them. And if I roll into working, half the time, they'll stop working to start talking to me. But you're right. If someone's holding a paper, which I've seen on occasion at the watering hole, everyone leaves them alone.
Yeah. We lost a penny last year, right? But the next announcement was, guess what's coming next? Checks. And I know it sounds stupid. I write checks every month. I'm still in that mode where I
used to, and my wife made fun of me.
Well, there's no one there to make fun of me, so I don't care.
Well, she does it all online. And it's fine, and I get it. But I'm like, look, I would sit down one day, took a couple of hours, I'd run out all my checks for all my bills. I'm like, none of my bills were ever late after a certain point in my life. Mm-hmm. None of my bills ever late. It's always paid on time. I'm paying attention, and I don't worry about identity theft. We've been hacked probably 3 times. No real detrimental stuff came as a result of it. But I'm like, we only got hacked because it's on the freaking computer.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the problem. When I wrote a check, it didn't happen. Yes, you could go through the mail and steal a check if you wanted to. And if your name was, I don't know, Puget Sound Energy, then you could go ahead and cash it. But assuming that it's not, it didn't matter.
MTV's gone. That's one of the reasons that we asked the question today. Viewers tuning in to MTV's old school music channels on New Year's Eve saw more than a countdown. They saw the format quietly sign off. As MTV pulled the plug on its remaining music-only channel on December 31st, and that ended decades of round-the-clock video programming in multiple countries. In the UK, MTV Music, MTV 80s, MTV 90s, Club MTV, and MTV Live all went dark. MTV Music bowed out with Video Killed the Radio Star by the...
Oh, crap. Hang on.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Which was the first clip ever played.
God, it's a terrible song.
It launched in 1981.
The Shins?
The Buggles.
The Buggles. All right.
But it was the somebody.
Yeah. Other channels chose different final songs with MTV 90s calling it a day with the Spice Girls Goodbye.
Really? They ended up with
and to be honest with you, I did not know that there was still that many channels that MTV operated.
I knew they had a few, but to me, there was MTV, and then I think they had something to do with VH1 back in the day, maybe.
Yeah.
And as I got older, VH1 started leaning a little more on me, you know what I'm saying? But I did not know they had that many
different
ones.
Videos are very entertaining. They really are. I was at a bar after a round of golf.
What's the most recent video you've seen?
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. I was at the Beach Tavern in Tacoma. Manny puts a video channel on, which also plays music within the establishment. I don't know what channel this is, but they were doing just basically hair metal videos.
Now, those are entertaining, but videos have changed now.
But you forget how cheesy they are. Like, do you remember the song Poison by Alice Cooper?
Yes.
Maybe the cheesiest video I've ever said. I was mesmerized at just how bad this was, but still entertaining at the same time. Just listening to the tune, not a bad song. Not his most popular, but the video is freaking gold.
And the thing that made those videos better is that they didn't realize how absurd they were.
Yeah.
My buddy, once a year, we will sit down and we go through all these 80 videos. And it could be Prince, it could be Aha, it could be the hair metal stuff.
Well, some
it
of them are pretty good. Some of them are really, really bad.
I mean, you can only
only have so many ideas.
Even Thriller, right? For all the love it gets, and it changed what making a video was all about. We watched that probably in October. And it's awful. And I understand.
What do you mean it's awful?
It's awful. It's a terrible video. It is so stupid. But I do remember at the time, this was groundbreaking. But it's awful. It is so dumb. It is such a stupid video. But none of the videos we saw did we say, man, that's a good video. Most of them were very comedic. And it made it funnier because I'm like, none of them thought that what they were doing at this moment was funny. They were being dead serious, and I do not know why.
What was it, Autograph, Turn Up the Radio? Absolutely horrible as well.
They still make videos.
Right.
They're just like a cable channel. You can find them on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Stapleton right now is a great video out with like Josh Brolin's in it and this and that for White Horse. And I'm like, this is like a movie.
And but who sees it? You know what I mean? Ultimately, does it get more views on...
Just YouTube.
I
mean, they get so many views there. So they still spend money to make the videos.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes I get annoyed when it pops on. It's like, I just want to hear the song. Now I'm watching a story with Josh Brolin as a cop and his kid.
Yeah, but Josh Brolin's cool.
He is. But he smokes a cig. It looks cool.
All right. Who is your favorite MTV VJ?
I couldn't
Oh, Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
Yeah, when he used to... I mean, you got to keep in mind, TRL, Total Request Live, I think comes on like... What, like 99, 2000s? So, like, we would get home from high school and watch it. And then, like, I mean, that was part of the reason me and DB got into boy bands. It's just Backstreet was on there all the time.
Well, there was always iconic shows that you watched, like, just like General Hospital, if you're into that stage.
Headbangers Ball.
Yo MTV Raps. Mm-hmm. There's a number of great shows that were just like, even the Tom Green Show.
I mean, The Real World.
God,
like, as we think about reality TV, like, The Real World was really, like, one of the first ones to just have actual people who just watched them.
Now, The End, Next Door, did they not do a season based on...
The Real World did a season...
107.7 The End?
Yeah, where they worked at the end.
Oh, really?
They worked at the end. Yeah, they were, like, interns.
For an entire year.
Correct. And then they lived down on the water on one of the piers.
Now, was that in our...
Because that's how radio pays.
Was that in our...
Waterfront
was that
property.
In our old building, do you think?
Correct.
I think it
made the spiral staircase we used to have to go down to the end. I think it kind of made it famous because they were always doing stuff on it.
Huh. No idea.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I did not watch that season.
It was only like season 3 or 4. It was pretty early on in the run.
I'm finding out now.
The lovely Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I take it back. Daisy Fuentes is my favorite VJ.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for that reason, absolutely.
But I mean, there was a ton of them. What does it say?
Kurt Loder, the MTV News.
Mm-hmm. Right, MTV News, all that stuff.
That was what, Martha Quinn era, I guess?
She's way back.
Nina Blackwood, Mark Goodman.
Yeah, I don't remember them as much.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
But look, MTV was the 49th most watched U.S. cable network in 2025. 49. Guess who was 48? Comedy Central.
Really?
It kind of blows my mind. I watch a lot of Comedy Central.
And Comedy Central, as far as I know, is in no danger of going anywhere.
No.
Right? So MTV was right behind Comedy Central.
They say the flagship channel remains on air, continuing to lean on franchises like The Challenge, RuPaul's Drag Race in the U.K., and in the U.K., they have Naked Dating U.K., and Gordy Shore, apparently. Those are the big shows over there.
It's like Jersey Shore.
Gordy?
Right, that's like a term for those, like, I'm trying to describe it.
Swole, tan dudes.
Yeah, the women all have giant, you know, fake boobs, crazy makeup.
Okay, so the term's just Gordy.
Yeah.
Is that the town, like Jersey Shore?
I think it's the term for those kind of people.
Well, we would call it like Douchey Shore, if that were the case.
Something, yeah.
Okay.
Right, because what's the other one?
Douche Island.
Yeah.
Right, what's the other terms they use? There's like chavs, and then like slags. But it's all about putting on a ton of makeup. And
slag does not sound attractive.
No, there's usually, yeah. I'm sure it's an acronym that I clearly don't know.
Ooh, yeah, okay. I'll lay off of that then.
Our question, what makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Duval, gentlemen.
Hola. Hey, congratulations to your Jags, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's been a great year.
Yeah, they really went off.
Yes, they did. We're seeing the Trevor Lawrence we thought we were going to see 5 years ago. So,
Yeah, it only took
but
5 years.
As far as, yes, it has. but as far as what made me feel old, so this past weekend I was at the bar and I've got a Slipknot tattoo on my forearm and I was talking, you know, I was having a conversation with a lady and she was kind of tracing her finger or my tattoo with her finger and she's like, I see you like old metal, which definitely made me feel old.
Well, okay, how long, like, just Slipknot's been around, what, 25 years? Aren't they eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
27? Yeah.
God, okay, see, yeah. That's,
but that makes me feel old because of my mind. It makes sense, and looking back, yes, they've certainly been around for that long, but it doesn't feel like it at all. No.
No, not at all.
But you needed someone to mention that to you out loud. Like, ooh, you look, man, I was on the light rail probably 2 or 3 months ago, and it is super crowded, it's packed, and there's a guy standing next to me, and he pulls out his phone, and he says, is this you? And it's holding up a picture of the show, right? He went to the website. And I'm like, yeah. So we started talking. This guy's about 30 years old, okay? And he's like, yeah, I used to listen to your show like when I was in high school, but I ended up getting like this internship. I just could not turn you guys on. But my parents love your station because you play all the old music. And he wasn't being funny. And I'm like, I did not know we were doing that. He's like, oh, yeah, my parents, yeah. The old stuff. Look, I'm like, cool.
What was that festival? It was like Woodstock something else, or was it 1999?
99. There was Woodstock 94 99. And Woodstock 99.
What was the one that Korn played?
Where everybody went nuts.
With Limp Bizkit and all that? Yeah. That's got to be 99. So think about that. Even bands like those.
99.
They're 27 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just from that show alone.
Right, and you had to know who they were before that. So, yeah, probably in like 30 years.
Our question, what makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Free Rock.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, what makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK. I've got one that I've been having a problem with for the next probably 2 years.
The porn tab that you pick now?
No, the fact that I cannot sleep through the night.
Really?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I get up to pee?
No, I just get up like 3 or 4 times in the middle of the night. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like looking at my clock, going like, well, it's 4 o'clock. No point in getting up. I want to try to go back to sleep, but, you know, that seems like it takes an hour.
Is that an old person thing?
I don't know. It's just something that's happening. How's the CPAP world?
Great. I got a good night of sleep last night, actually.
Did you?
There you go.
So,
now, does that make you feel old?
Yeah, that you got a CPAP?
It does, but honestly, it's so much better. I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
Is it, yeah. is it one that goes over your nose and your mouth?
No, it's just got like 2 prongs.
All right.
So it straps to the back of your head, but it's not a full mask, but the 2 just go up your nose.
Kind of sit there. So how does it hook up to your face?
Because it's still got a strap, right?
Oh, okay. So the 2 right, go gotcha, in there. Gotcha. So you just wrap it around your head.
Yeah. Sometimes I just forget, though, and when I first put it on, and I'll, like, breathe through my mouth, and it's like, that's not how it works.
No,
did you, woken up when it was not in the right place?
Yeah, sometimes if I roll, like, the funny thing is I don't roll around nearly as much.
All right.
And then sometimes just the way you turn or whatever, it'll, like, come undone, but you can kind of tell.
That's what I remember. But I had a full face mask. What
correct. It sounds like people much prefer this newer version with the 2 prongs.
I would think so, man.
Yeah. Over the full face mask.
Not only that, man, but you have to take it with you on a plane and all these things. It's just like you're carrying around this box. You always get pulled aside with it. The old version. The one that I used to.
Correct. Like now, like I haven't taken it on a plane yet, but it's pretty easy to pack up and take to somebody's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. How big is it? Like when you're done folding it up and all that kind of thing.
It fits in a little like briefcase, like that big.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right.
But I mean, I did it. What was I going to say? I spent the night at a friend's house and I had other people with me. So they had the guest room. And then I just slept in the living room and everybody kind of slept in longer than usual. I was like, they were like, it was so quiet out here. I was like, mm-hmm. I know.
Well, a CPAP.
Yeah. No snoring.
25, 30 years ago, I think the extent of my, health consciousness was to take a daily vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a daily vitamin.
Don't they kind of do nothing?
What? Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Now, I've got this box that has every day of the week on it, and I put all my pills in there.
That is an old person thing.
And I know for a fact that I've got like 6 pills, 7 pills that I take every single day.
Mm-hmm.
In 25 years, I've gone from 1 pill a day to 7-8 pills a day, 7 days a week. They're all organized in a thing. I pick them up by the day. It's just the most ridiculous. Even when I look at it and open it, I'm just thinking to myself, what happened? This is absolutely just ridiculous.
I would think that has to make you feel old, because the only people I've seen, I mean, like, there might be some kid who has a condition that's 45 letters long, right?
Yeah.
We get it, because there's a condition. And my father was in town over Christmas, and there's nothing wrong with him. He's just in his 80s, right? That's the beginning and end of the whole thing. But the first thing he was looking for, when they were kind of unpacking, I hear him yelling to my mom, where's the bag with my pills? Like, that was the single most important thing. And then I went into the guest bathroom at one point, and it's up on the counter, and I realized, same kind of thing. It is Sunday through Saturday, and each little thing has different colored pills.
I have one, too.
Like, right. Gee, how many things could possibly be going wrong?
Well, my dad's got
a
tackle box. Now, he's in his 70s. But, I mean, the amount of pills you see him put out on the counter, it's astonishing. So I'm wondering, is that the end of the road? Like, when you're...
I mean, I think it depends on what your health was leading up to it, too. I think it's inevitable as you get older, you'll probably have some prescription.
I mean, I get that. I can't believe the volume, the sheer number, like per day.
Well,
like,
these aren't even all prescription pills. I take a probiotic. Why? I don't know.
Right. Some of them are vitamins.
For your gut health or whatever.
Sure. So I just can't get over how the old people, like my dad, man, he had so many he was on. And he would just throw them all in his hand and.
Yeah, all just one thing.
Yeah. Or I got to break them in half so I can swallow one.
That's because you got a teeny tiny throat.
I'm just like, how are these people doing this?
Yes. Our question, what makes you feel old and what could you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Take my mom, right? She was in town. She's 81. You know, she's not doing just a couple issues. But, like, she's always choking on food. She's been choking on foods for a year. Take these giant horse pills like it's nothing.
But she can take the pills.
She didn't choke this time.
Now.
Okay.
She got up one morning before. It's kind of like having like a child around a little bit. And she has a little, you know, early onset. I got up one morning. She's already like caught. I'm like, what are you eating? Well, I'm having a piece of candy. I said, well, you got to put your dentures in.
Oh, no. Oh,
but man. Just habitually, she just got up and saw it and said, oh, just chew it. And I'm just like.
So she's just gumming it?
Yeah, but you can't gum a little Hershey miniature.
Whoa.
I know.
I don't know why the idea of that just bugs me so much.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to melt.
I think it's tough, too, when you get older that you see how, if your parents are, and lucky enough your parents are still around, if you just see their condition and how they're doing. I mean, for the most part, my mom is very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he's healthy. But it's just crazy because I know them being these younger people.
Yeah, healthier.
Yeah. So, you know, when my uncle first met my daughter, he said, oh, my God, she looks like your mom. Probably the last time my uncle has seen my mom was when she was 25 years old.
Okay.
So she sees my daughter, who's 25 years old, and looks at her and goes, that looks exactly like your mom used to look. And I was like, that is the weirdest thing.
That's a little weird.
I've heard it from four or five people who knew my mom when she was that age. Like, you know how much your daughter Ava looks like your mother? And I'm like, I don't know how that happened.
But apparently she does.
But that's the weirdest thing ever. What makes you feel old and what could you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, I was looking through the different people coming in with all the different pills people take. Vitamins, heartburn pills, statins, et cetera, et cetera. Is this basically old person trail mix?
Okay,
is that like you said, you know, there's like nine different things in your hand. And the only other thing I can think of where you have completely different ingredients, but I still put it in my mouth at one time, is trail mix.
Okay. Do you take a vitamin D?
No.
See, I've been told you need to take a vitamin D here, like 2,000, whatever it is.
I know.
Because you're supposed to make you feel better. Does it make me feel better? I have no idea.
Why don't you stop taking it and see how you feel?
I take an omega-3. For my cholesterol. Then I take another pill called Crestor or something like that. And that's supposed to hopefully thin my veins out so I don't have a heart attack.
Right. So I take a blood pressure pill and then the main one, well, blood pressure pill is good because it keeps you alive.
But sure.
That allopurinol, man.
What is that now?
That's a preventive pill for gout.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Have you had gout since you started taking it?
I did have it once.
But did you earn it? Were you eating like
No,
seafood?
It was not fun at all. It was completely stress-induced.
Okay.
I mean, it literally was during a month where I was, like, not drinking. There was no alcohol. There was no fun
See,
meal.
Got
just
gout
the amount of stress I was under with something else going on.
Right.
I was just like, how do I have gout? Because our old buddy VD was even like, I thought you weren't drinking this month. Or watch what you're eating. I was like, I was. I don't know how I got it. And he's like, you've been really stressed out. I was like, that's probably it. So you can still override it.
God.
But, I mean, now, like, look, I had crab cakes and steak for dinner one night last week.
Well, I feel like I'm entering the salad years, which I know you never will.
No.
But to me, it's just like, I got to eat a salad. Why is that?
Oh, you know, here's another old man thing that what? I did this time. I went to a steakhouse to meet a friend for lunch, and I was like, you know what sounds good? Soup and a salad.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Dude,
so we went
come
for
on.
Lunch. I know.
It wasn't a girl, was it? Because you said you would never eat soup on a date.
No.
It was a buddy. All right.
But
what kind of soup was it?
Actually, it was a steelhead chowder. It's quite delicious.
Ooh, that sounds great.
And salad. Yes. I shouldn't look at you like that, but I don't know, man.
You went to a steakhouse and got soup and salad?
I did.
Especially because you volunteered. It's one thing if the doctor says, hey, eat soup and salad. You're going, fine. But to say, you know what sounds good? At a steakhouse, and you went with that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing, is I was legit excited. And they brought the wrong soup, and I was like, it's the wrong soup. She was like, oh, all right. But it was delicious.
Sure, I believe
it. I hate that I'm excited about it now.
Would you go back and order the same thing?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Old man.
What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kurt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Orale, pendejos.
So, Kurt, what makes you feel old, or what can you not do anymore?
You guys make me feel old.
Cool. How so?
Well, it's complicated, but you guys are talking about things that make you feel old, and we're all getting older.
Well, yeah, but usually there's something, like my first tip-off was when I looked at the Playboy Playmate and realized, at that point, she's like 10 years younger than me, right?
So also the fact that you can't even pick up a Playboy now.
Or the NFL draft, where I say, this kid, and I mean it now, this kid shows promise.
See, now that pisses me off. What, NFL?
No, the fact that Playboy doesn't exist.
Oh, I know.
I mean, look, if there was one magazine, I swear to God, that I would, and you say, yes, of course, there are beautiful women in there. But I seriously used to read those things front to back.
I would too, but that's not why I bought them. The problem was people said, I buy it for the articles. I'm like, no, you do not. You buy them for the breast. It turns out there are some very good articles in there. Yeah,
Playboy Advisor was one of my favorite things to read.
Sure.
Every single time. I mean, that was almost the first thing I did when I got a Playboy, was read the Playboy Advisor.
They did have good articles, but I'm with Thrill.
Yeah. That's not why you bought.
Right, where the draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-RAC.
So did Kurt have a point with that?
I'm not sure.
Other than just bringing... I mean, look, if you're going to take the time to think about the things that make you feel old, you're going to feel older. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's no question about it. My kid would be like, my God, PlayStation 1 came out when? So, yes, he would feel old in that respect. If he has to hang out with the kindergartners at a school, yes, he's going to feel old. But we're saying in general, not us bringing it up. Just those little observations that you make during the day. If you're bitching about how loud the kids are down the street, I try not to. God, I try not to. But in my head, I'm like, they need to shut the F up. I get pissed if kids are just kind of walking through the yard. It's not that
deep
of the world. Yeah, it's
just
like,
I don't care about that.
Why come to the yard, man?
I care if adults are in my yard. You know, like I wake up and I'm like, hey, buddy, wake up. You got to go.
Well, yeah, it's a different scenario in Fremont for sure.
Yeah. What makes you feel old? And what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
It's tougher in the summer because my building has a pool.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they're, I don't know. I can't tell how old they are. But they're obviously either late teens or like early 20s.
Okay.
But man, they go out there on Sundays. And again, I don't really mind any other day of the week. But like in the summertime, the sun's out till whatever.
Sure.
So they're just loud. And it's loud till like 10 o'clock at night. Even I'm like.
Have you said anything yet?
No. I refuse to.
But you want to.
But you won't go to the pool either, will you?
No, I've been to the pool.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just not when they're there.
Generally, no.
Okay.
I don't want to be the only, like...
Well, it's weird. Well, it's weird, man. Because, you know, I stayed at a hotel that had a pool, so I got into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and 10 kids.
Oh, yeah. Always.
And there's not one other adult that is in the pool for any reason whatsoever. Now, if you look over to the hot tub, there are a couple of adults in the hot tub.
Sure.
But it was just me and a bunch of kids in the pool.
But I feel like adults line the pool, so they will be in chairs. They're just not in the water. The only people in the water are always the kids.
What makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Wow, it's the worst one, and it's awesome, but McMiniman's, right? Up in Bothell. Was that the Anderson School?
Think so.
So that's an old school that has a heated pool. So it's like enclosed, but there's still like weather, like wind that comes through.
Yeah.
So it's super nice and everything. But I think if you live in that area, like if you live in that city, you're allowed to just go over there and swim.
Okay.
So me and my buddy, we're like, let's stay there for the night. But same thing. We went down, we got in that pool, and we're just sitting in like one corner of the pool. So I was like, we're the only two grown-ups in here. So we sat in the pool for maybe 10 or 15, and they were like, let's go up to the tiki bar.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens.
Well, was it like Wild Waves or Great Wolf Lodge, whatever, my wife.
Well, you're going to expect that. You're going to expect mayhem.
Well, no, my wife and a friend, they took all the kids over there, and the kids are like, do you want to go? And I was like, absolutely not. And my wife kind of pleaded, like, come on, man, just come with us. I'm like... No, and just because I'm an old man now, I'm not dealing with all those kids. Not my kids. I'm not worried about my kids. I'm not dealing with everyone
when my kids came back from that place, man, I opened up their luggage, and it smelled like someone just took Clorox bleach.
Oh, yeah.
And poured it all in the bag.
You know why? Because kids.
I mean, I almost like had an ammonia reaction when I opened it up to do the laundry. What makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hey,
Hola.
This is me.
Hey, Hola. Tony, how Tony. Are you? Jesus, it's you.
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, hear me.
Yes, we got you, man.
Yeah, we got you, Tony. Go ahead.
Okay, hey. I've been listening to you guys since the beginning.
Well, thank you.
Okay, for all 20 years, okay? You got me through a lot of stuff. Anyway, I don't really have a story, but I got some really good info for you guys.
All right. What do you got?
All right. Well, for Miles, it's the reason I'm 70, okay? And I'm mountain bike, and I'm still just as healthy, and everything works perfectly on me, okay? I'm 71. I'm 71, actually, okay? So, Miles, the reason you're waking up in the middle of the night is because you're dehydrated, and drinking 8 gallons of water a day is not called hydration.
Eight gallons of water a day?
It doesn't matter. Or 8 glasses. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know,
that's a total order.
Drink. Right. You don't have to drink that much water, okay? It's the electrolytes, okay? And it's not the electrolytes like Gatorades and all these brand stuff, okay? It's the you got to get a proper electrolyte mix that has them in the right ratios. Magnesium, magnesium, zinc, potassium, all that stuff. It's got to be in the right, correct ratios, or your body won't absorb them properly, okay?
Yeah, it's already a sign of getting old.
Well, part of my reason is because I take this pill called Crestor, so I'm not really supposed to
Crestor.
I'm not really supposed to have anything with metals in them. So, like, I should not be taking magnesium, zinc, any of these things.
Okay. See, the main reason is magnesium. That's the biggest one, the most important one. If you can't take magnesium, then you can't fix your problem. You're just stuck. And I call that reaching the tipping point where you didn't take care of your body enough to where now we can't fix your body because you've already, like you said, you already got on these pills and stuff. It's like having a heart attack. Well, now you can't ever, you're never going to have to be able to run a marathon ever again or mountain bike or do something strenuous ever again.
Yeah.
That's good
but
news.
Here's the good, that is good news. I don't want to do a marathon or a half marathon.
But now you get,
right, you don't have to.
I'll do a 5K.
You still got to sleep right. You still want to get your sleep.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I mean, he's got a point that besides the CPAP, I've added an electrolyte drink every morning.
You're not.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're not hydrated properly, and your body's waking you up in the middle of the night because that's when it heals itself, and it doesn't have the chemicals and the minerals and the vitamins and all those supplements for it to heal itself with. So it's waking you up and telling you, I need water and I need nutrition now.
Now, have you always been healthy, or is this something you discovered as you got older?
I have never, ever taken a prescription drug. I never get sick. I've never taken a sick leave. I've burned through my sick leave, yes, because I'd go on a beautiful day up here like today. It's super nice and warm. I always took the day after New Year's Day off. Before coming back to work, I worked at Boeing, so we had those 2 weeks off, like we do, you know, the shutdown. And I'd always add that extra day, and I always add a sick day extra on the holidays, like July the 4th or Thanksgiving. I'll take off Monday, you know, that following Monday off on sick leave. You know, that's how I use my sick or my birthday. I always took called in sick on my birthday. Sense. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never been sick. I don't catch colds. I didn't get COVID. I didn't do anything. Okay, I'm super healthy because I've always taken care of my body from young age. And guess what? At 71, I'm still totally 100% functional.
Okay? I know this is going to sound bad, but if you got hit by the bus on your bike, I would kind of laugh. I mean, I know how that sounds.
I don't ride on the streets. It's like I fell off a cliff out in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. I would. But
see, a mountain lion's going to be like, that is a healthy human specimen right there.
Yeah, but you know what, though, you guys? Okay, number one is, there's so much. Anyway, let's move on from that because it's like that. I want to tell you something, Hill. You know, the one thing you said a long time ago about, like Jimi Hendrix took All Along the Watchtower, and that was a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
And you said, there's a black man just took a white man's song and made it better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yes, that's true. But white guys have taken black men's music and made it way better by a billion to one.
I believe it. Elvis Presley's entire career is based on that.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's like, yeah, no.
Rolling Stones.
Yes. Early rock music.
Man. Yes.
Who would have thunk it?
Yes, that is the history of music, though.
And the thing about it, the darn state, you know what the darn shame of it is, dude? You know what the darn shame of that is?
What is the darn shame?
The darn shame is it's not black Americans that did it or white Americans that did it. It's the British people that did it.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is the darn shame of it all. Why do Americans do it?
I don't know. Yeah. And this wasn't our scene at the time.
Damn Brits.
I know. Darn. Darn Brits.
Golly.
What makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.